Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you're having a good night. I'm here to help you make it a little bit better. Shout outs to everybody on the road. Shout outs to everybody at home, everybody at work, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. Hang out for a little while. This is a four-hour show. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Monday through Friday, that's what you call a weekday. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. I'm coming to you live from the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, it's real simple. Rocket can. Thank you to everybody who called up last hour. The phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. Okay, we spent last hour talking about the return of Big Ten football. 8 games, 8 weeks, rather aggressive. The Big Ten, they felt the pressure, and they're bringing the games back. The presidents and the chancellors, they voted unanimously to go ahead and bring Big Ten football back. But while you have issues at these campuses that the Big Ten participates in, when you have positive test cases coming out of athletic departments already, you have a campus like Northwestern that is still pretty much closed. But it's okay to bring the college football back. Well, good for the players to have the option. Good for the players for having the choice. To each his own. I think we're going to see Big Ten football, but I also expect some big issues, some big problems along the way. I hope I am wrong. I want to thank Hunter Crowther for hitting me up on Twitter. As he listens on Sirius XM channel 206, as well as Sean Summers. Sean, he's listening on his way home from work. He's in the car. I appreciate the videos and the photos and the tweets, people, but do me a favor. At the same time, make sure you're out there safe, okay? Be careful, all right? You can listen to the JR Sport Brief Show on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can listen on the free radio.com app, as well as Sirius XM 206, as Hunter Crowther is doing. Also, Apple Music. You can listen to our replays. The JR Sport Brief Show is everywhere. Okay? Now, having said that, it's time to talk about some basketball. It's time to talk about what we now have set in the NBA. We're down to the Final Four, folks. We saw the matchup that we have between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat taking game one. And last night, because of the Los Angeles Clippers and their choke job, we also know, and pretty much see it in front of us, that on Friday night, we're going to have game one of the Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. And this should be fun. And last night, we had a lot of callers. We had a whole lot of folks who were saying the Denver Nuggets deserve more credit. The Denver Nuggets deserve credit. Why are we talking about the Los Angeles Clippers? They're the Clippers. They lost, and let's talk about the Nuggets. And just to reiterate, we were talking about the Clippers because they were the ones doing all the damn talking. The Clippers were doing talking. They were running their mouths. They were running their yaps before the NBA playoffs even got here. They were running their mouths before the pandemic. The Clippers were running their mouths in the preseason, which is crazy to say, a year ago. That's how long it's taken to complete the 2019-2020 NBA season. You know, I'm not going to forget Patrick Beverley saying that we will run the league for the next 5 years. That was about a year ago, more than a year ago. That was last summer. And I'm certainly not going to forget a few weeks ago when the Los Angeles Clippers basically taunted Damian Lillard and yelled at him about, hey, you will miss the playoffs. And it then devolved into a Twitter fight and a Twitter matchup. And good for Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum for throwing those jabs right back at the Clippers as they were eliminated in joking fashion last night. But that's enough about the losers. That's enough about the Clippers. If you're a Clippers fan out there, I apologize to you. Not for what I just said, but for actually being a fan of the Clippers. Let's talk about the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic is the best big man in the NBA right now. He is the best center in the NBA. And we can make jokes about him. Somebody certainly tweeted me yesterday, and I shared it. They shared a youthful photo of a round Pillsbury Doughboy-looking Nikola Jokic. Well, this is a grown man now. I don't care where he's from. I don't care what he does. I don't care if he's the most athletic. This guy is skilled. He's a bad man. He had a triple-double last night with 22 rebounds. We see what he's capable of offensively. Not just scoring the basketball, but running the offense. What do you do to stop him? Whether he can go to the basket, which he is, he may not be the fastest, but he's rather nimble on the way to the hoop. He can certainly post you up. He can certainly go by most centers just because of his skill. He can certainly knock down a shot if you leave him open. And he is an amazing passer. This is where the NBA has gone. And we can look at a Joel Embiid, and I basically look at Joel Embiid and say, okay, when is this guy going to get hurt? But Nikola Jokic is solid as long as he's in shape. And I would assume, now that he's in the bubble, now that he's reached the Western Conference Finals, I would hope that he doesn't devolve as a basketball player. I would hope that he doesn't become complacent in what he's accomplished already for someone who is only 25 years old. Nikola Jokic has a whole lot more in front of him. And then Jamal Murray has gone from being an okay player who can get you some points and get you some buckets to somebody capable of giving you 40 to 50 points on any given night. And I know we're playing in a bubble. I know offensive numbers for right now might be inflated. There's a big difference between putting up 40 or 50 in Denver and then having to put up 40 and 50 when you go to an away arena and 20,000 people are yelling at your head. But Jamal Murray, this guy is playing himself into multiple all-star games. He looks like and is an all-star level player. There is no doubt about that with Jamal Murray. And so here's the question. What do the Denver Nuggets do against the Los Angeles Lakers? What do the Denver Nuggets do against LeBron James as he goes for his fourth NBA title and Anthony Davis, one of the better defenders in the NBA? Sometimes Anthony Davis gets on my nerves. sometimes I guess he acts like he's back in high school and he wants to play like someone who is 6 foot one instead of someone who's closer to 7 feet tall. But that certainly helps him out on the defensive side of the ball because he can still move. And I don't want to say this is going to be a two-on-two matchup, but I personally don't believe LeBron James is going to be deterred. Game one is on Friday. The Denver Nuggets have plenty of depth. The Denver Nuggets are still actually missing Will Barton. But you have a veteran in Paul Millsap, who's a quiet leader of the team and has encouraged these younger guys to step up and be leaders. That's Paul Millsap's doing. You have Gary Harris, who's now returned to the team as well. We've seen what the Nuggets have done, not coming back from being down 3-1 one time against the Utah Jazz, but also doing it with arguably the most talented roster in the NBA, even though they came up with all the excuses in the world, the Clippers. Can the Nuggets do that again? Are the Nuggets going to put themselves in a position to be down 3-1 against the Los Angeles Lakers? What have they learned to get to this point that they don't want to repeat? You know, we can talk about them being comeback kids. We could talk about them being 6-0 in elimination games. We could talk about all of that. But is that a good thing that you're down 3-1, that you got into that point? We know you got heart, determination. We know you have a roster. We know you have depth. You have young player. You have vets. But is that going to work if you play half of the games on and half of them off? Is that going to work against the Los Angeles Lakers? I don't think so. If there's one thing that we can look at the Lakers and say from this entire playoffs, from that ugly game one loss in their first game and their first series against the Portland Trailblazers, all the way up until now, and we saw it in their last game where they knocked out the Houston Rockets. If LeBron James can get any type of help or contribution from his role players, then the Lakers, I believe, are on their way to an NBA title. Danny Green, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Kyle Kuzma, these guys can't go out there and give you 2 points, 4 points, and 6 points a night while LeBron James decides I have to take over. While we hope that Anthony Davis continues to be aggressive, that's not going to win the Los Angeles Lakers an NBA title. That's not going to make life easier for them to go out and advance past the Denver Nuggets. But I'm confident after we saw that elimination of the Rockets, that I'm hoping these Lakers, they feeling the momentum, that they got some of their swagger back, that Danny Green can actually go out there and hit a shot, and I won't have to, you know, listen to Snoop Dogg basically kill Danny Green, which is hilarious to me. If you're not a fan of Snoop, just understand and know Snoop Dogg is a huge Lakers fan, and I feel like every single game that Danny Green stinks it up, you know, Snoop is cursing this man out. I'm pretty sure at this point in time, Danny Green might get a little bit of a laugh out of it, or maybe not. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, hit a three-pointer. Don't give me 2 points. But the fact that they stepped up on Saturday and delivered in that blowout where the Lakers knocked off the Rockets 119-96, I have confidence that maybe they've now turned the corner. Danny Green gave you 14. Pope, 10. Kuzma, 17. Marcus Morris, 16 points. Anthony Davis, 13. LeBron, 29 points. And you know what would be awesome? Anthony Davis, I presume he's going to score more than 13 more often than not. And so in this matchup of the Western Conference Finals, it's real simple. I have to go with one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Arguably, the greatest basketball player of all time. We won't have that discussion now. But he's very well on his way to probably being the most accomplished. Especially if LeBron can eke out another 3 or 4 years, add a title or two, and pass Kareem as the all-time leading scorer. Those are all things which are certainly a possibility and a reality. But with the amount of experience that LeBron James has, the amount of playoff games played, every single game, and it doesn't even make sense for me to do it right now. I could sit here for the next hour and talk about the accomplishments and records that LeBron James owns in the playoffs just because of the sheer amount of games he has played. This is his 11th conference finals. I had a lot of people hitting me up last night saying LeBron James wouldn't let what Kawhi Leonard did happen. If LeBron was Kawhi last night, he wouldn't let that happen. I heard a lot of people saying that. And I don't necessarily, and I never have, put Kawhi Leonard right there with LeBron James. But I could tell you this much. Experience is a solid teacher. And even for a man like LeBron, who turns 36 years old at the end of this year, we know he hasn't slowed down. LeBron can still go ahead and get you 30, 10, and 10. Very easily. And I don't believe, based upon his experience, that he's going to allow the Los Angeles Lakers to just roll over and lose this series. I don't think so. I want to go ahead and say right now, I believe the Los Angeles Lakers will win this series against the Denver Nuggets at minimum 4-2. I don't necessarily think it will go 7. I don't know if the Nuggets will be pushing their luck that much to do this 3 series in a row. I think something has to give. And experience is the greatest teacher. We can look at a Nikola Jokic. We can look at a Jamal Murray. But at the end of the day, LeBron James, I can't see him just rolling over. I can't see him allowing the Lakers to give up and do what the Clippers did, what the Nuggets did, or excuse me, the Jazz, or even allowing them to get to that point. And I also have confidence that the Lakers, the supporting cast cannot be that bad. Not for 3 rounds. Come on now. I think Danny Green is going to do better than 2 and 4 points a game, and the same for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Are we still going to have to flip a coin every now and then as to who's going to step up? Yes. But I have the Los Angeles Lakers in 6 games over the Denver Nuggets. Call me up. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Who do you think wins? Who goes to the NBA Finals? Your calls when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Western Conference Finals are set. We know that we'll have one LA team that will be participating. Starts on Friday. The Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers. The winner goes to the NBA Finals. The Nuggets, all they've been doing is coming back. Down 3-1 to Utah, come back to win a series. Down 3-1 to the Clippers, come back and win the series. Can they do that against a Lakers team led by one of the greatest basketball players of all time in LeBron James? His supporting cast, his role players, they had a coming out party. 6 players for the Lakers scored in double figures on Saturday night to eliminate and blow out the Houston Rockets. The Lakers finally might have a little bit of swag back. They may actually be consistent. The phone lines are open to you. I got the Lakers winning in 6 games. I'll give them Denver Nuggets too, but I got the Lakers getting them the hell up on out of here. I'm sorry. I don't see all that magic left in the Denver Nuggets. It was tough for them to get to this point. I think they have an amazing future with the game's best center, Nikola Jokic, and one of the emerging shooting guards in the game, Mr. Light It Up from Canada, Jamal Murray. But I think experience will trump them this time around. I got the Lakers in six games over the Denver Nuggets. The phone lines are open to you on your opinion on who you think is going to win. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? It's simple. Go to geico.com to learn more. You can also hit me up Twitter at JRSportBrief. Monkey Boy Fresh, he's basically telling me he likes the Los Angeles Lakers to come out and win this series. Let's go ahead and see what you all have to say on the phone lines. Devon is calling up from Washington, D.C. D, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, what's up, J.R.? How you doing?
I'm great. Who's going to win, Lakers or the Nuggets?
The Lakers are going to win. I agree with you in six. One thing the Lakers supporting cast has done, even when they aren't scoring, they're still defending at a high level. So that's, and they're so long with, when they go with Davis at the five and then LeBron at the four or the point or whatever. They just, the Denver Nuggets will make it difficult, I think, for a couple games, but I think LeBron's will and his will to just pull them through and his IQ of this situation, he'll know what to do in this situation. Denver's never been here, so this is going to be different. When it gets to the nitty-gritty, game five, it says 2-2 or, you know, whatever, LeBron's not going to let them lose this series. He's going to do what he has to do, and I just think they're going to double-team Murray or Jokic like they've done Lillard and Harden. They decided to take one of the stars for the other opponent out of the series by doubling them, and no one has really adjusted to it. The Trailblazers still tried to put the ball in Lillard's hand instead of having McCollum bring the ball up more. Then he got hurt, and the Rockets just said, oh, we're still going to play this style and let Harden just have the ball, and it didn't work. And it's like, I don't know if Denver can get away with it. Denver can probably get away with it more because Jokic can run the offense if Murray doesn't have the ball. So I think the Lakers in six field up.
All right. Well, thank you, Dev, for calling up from Washington, D.C. Yeah, I think veteran experience is going to speak. Do we have anybody out there who believes that the Nuggets will win? Does anybody give the Nuggets a chance to go ahead and win this series? Muhammad is calling up from Atlanta. Mo, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What say you?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good. What do you think, Mo?
Now, this is what I think. I think the Lakers are a great team. LeBron, greatest player probably of all time. You know, that's up for debate. And I obviously have the Lakers winning. But I will say we have to give this Nuggets team credit. To come back down from 3-1 back-to-back, especially against the favorites to win it all, is an amazing accomplishment. And more importantly, if we get this game one feel out, he loses the first game. LeBron loses his first game on purpose so he can feel out. If we get that, you can't do that against a team that comes to kill every game. I mean, LeBron is 8 wins away from his 4th ring. He can't afford to feel out a game in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, it doesn't get hardly any bigger than this. You know what I mean? This is a great Nuggets team. People have to give them credit. Jamal Murray said it after Game 7. He said, nobody's giving us credit, and I think he's right. They've earned their respect right now. They have to be taken seriously.
Well, sure, Muhammad, but we ain't talking about respect. We're not talking about who's going to be taken seriously. You answered, I guess, the most important question was who was going to win, and you said the Lakers. So we ain't talking about respect. I think they have earned that respect. Look at what happened. But when it boils down to who's going to win, you're telling me the Lakers, just like everybody else, Mo.
It's the Lakers, but, you know, I can see this going to 7.
Oh, you see it 7. Okay, well, yeah. It's certainly a possibility. Let's see what happens. Thank you, Mo, for calling up from Atlanta. Yeah, the series could go 7. I mean, that looks like the MO for the Denver Nuggets right now. Let's push them. Let's prod them. Let's go down 3-1 and try to win, you know, 3 more in a row. It gets tough. Let's talk to MC. He's calling up from Colorado Springs. MC, You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. What do you think?
Man, all right. So, you know, I'm out here in Colorado. I've been following LeBron since he was in high school. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have followed his career. And one thing I will say, definitely agree with you on 4-2 Lakers. It might even be 4-1, or if LeBron keeps making that stank face he does, it could easily be a 4-0. Now, I'll give a little props where they do. The Nuggets have done the thing the last couple series, but the Lakers are a different beast. LeBron is a different animal, especially come playoff time. And consistently, aside from the Heat meltdown, the one time that everybody likes to pick on Mr. LeBron, when it comes to playoff time, he's a different human. He's not even human. He's out of the arena, and just the type of ball that he plays with getting everybody involved. Go ahead.
No, I was agreeing. I was saying, okay, MC.
I mean, just LeBron has consistently stepped it up to a different level come playoff time. And not only is he fun to watch, but he does get everybody else involved. Like the caller, two callers beforehand, the Lakers have been playing defense when it comes time. And they really could. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they did sweep them. Now, I know Jamal wants everybody to heat. Jamal wants people to give. Jamal wants credit where credit's due. You might get a little credit. I could see them sticking into some games. But when it comes down to it, at the sound of the buzzer, Lakers all day.
Okay. Well, thank you, MC, for calling up from Colorado Springs. I mean, I'm not getting anybody telling me that the Nuggets are going to win. Does anybody believe that the Nuggets are going to beat the Lakers? Is the magic worn off? Is it too late? I'll continue to take your phone calls here, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do the Nuggets have a legit shot to knock off the Lakers? Call me up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the Western Conference matchup, the Denver Nuggets, the Los Angeles Lakers. Game one, it's Friday night. Everybody that I've spoken to so far, everybody that's called up, people who have tweeted me, nobody's told me Denver yet. The comeback kids, are they done? Nikola Jokic? Does he have any more triple-doubles left? Jamal Murray, is he going to give us another 40-point or 50-point game? Or do you ultimately believe what I believe? That LeBron James will not be denied. That the players, his role players, that they will step up and help him out, finally. I got the Lakers winning in six. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Can the Denver Nuggets knock off the Los Angeles Lakers? You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. VZR Sports Zach, I said, hey, do the Nuggets have a chance to beat the Lakers? Zach says, I've got a better chance to pre-order a PlayStation 5, to be honest. So there you have it. You can at me at JR Sport Brief. Let's get back to these phones. Don is calling up from San Diego. Don, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, JR, love your show. But I'll tell you, all your guys, everyone that's calling in, they're saying the right things. But there's two things that everybody's forgetting. One, we got big men to throw at the Joker all night long. We got 3-4 different big men the Lakers do to throw at him all night long. There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to contain him and at least limit his points. Secondly, think of how many games they played right now. 14 games, hardcore, running up and down. Lakers have been sitting and waiting. Granted, when Lakers lose that first game, it's usually because they've had a little bit of time off, trying to get that feel or whatever, and I really don't like that about them. But I truly think they should be able to shut this down in four games. End it.
Ooh, Don is going for the sweep. Well, Don, let's see if they can sweep. I want to give the Denver Nuggets Maybe they can get one. Thank you, Don, for calling up from San Diego. We still haven't had somebody say that they got the Nuggets beating the Lakers. Phil. Phil is calling up from Atlanta. Phil, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Do you see the Nuggets knocking off the Lakers?
Yes, I got the Nuggets in six. Just for the simple fact, I mean, people must have failed to forget. I remember in 04 when the almighty Lakers went against the Detroit Pistons. Anything is possible. And last time I checked, Denver just beat the Clippers, the so-called anointed team. And we look at matchups. The previous caller just said, well, yeah, they got a lot of bodies to throw at the Joker. But what he fails to forget is that what Denver is going to do is that they're going to space that court out. Joker is not going to play down low, you know, where JaVale McGee or Davis, you know, can really be effective at. He's going to play up top. And that offense is going to run right through him. And you're going to have a lot of backdoor cuts. You're going to have a lot of spacing of the court. Now, I'm not saying the Lakers don't have good defenders, but, you know, I just think that, you know, Denver has been battle-tested. You know, the Lakers have basically had a cakewalk. So this is why I'm – and Jamal Murray, to me, is going to explode.
Okay. I mean, well, Phil, you're certainly in the minority there, and thank you for calling up from Atlanta. I mean, I think you ignore the fact of their experience the Lakers have, especially LeBron James. You're not going to find anybody, really – in NBA history, who has had his experience. You really won't at his level. You're hard-pressed. Good luck. And I think that has to count for something. And you can say the Denver Nuggets are battle-tested. You can also say that they were down 3-1 twice. And yes, they've been battle-tested to come back. But being down 3-1, ain't it? That's not an accomplishment. And as our previous caller said, hey, that's a lot of games. You don't think that's going to catch up to you? I think it's just going to be a whole nother world when Jokic and Murray are going out there. Not to say that they won't go off in spurts or won't go or have a run here or there. But I can't see LeBron James just disappearing. Manny's calling up from Queens. Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Nuggets, Lakers?
The Lakers are going to win this series. I think it's going to be a seven-game series. I personally think so because I just think that Anthony Davis is going to be in trouble with Jokic because Jokic is a machine. And Murray, man, I know that, I mean, guys like Rondo and Caruso are going to have a field day with that dude. With the Clippers loss, I think Kobe Bryant in heaven right now must be very proud.
Hey, well, we know that, Manny. Thank you for calling up from Flushing, Queens. Appreciate you, Manny. You be well, all right? Okay, let's keep things moving. Let's talk to James. He's calling up from my home of Georgia. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Lakers or Nuggets?
I'm going with the Lakers, y'all.
Give me a reason. Anything that we haven't said? I mean, we got a theme
going.
I'm
not saying it all. I'm going to agree with that previous caller. I believe LeBron James and the rest of the Lakers team are going to bow up on the Nuggets and take them in four, like the guy said before. That's what I was going to tell you, honestly. You're going to see LeBron James and the rest of the Lakers do something to the Nuggets they ain't had done.
Okay. Well, thank you, James, for calling up from Georgia. I mean, even here on the phone lines, it looks like we got a clean sweep. We went 4-0. Let's talk to Larry. Larry's in Myrtle Beach. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show, Lakers and Nuggets.
Hey, how you doing, man? I enjoy listening to your sportscast there, JR. I listen to you every night.
Appreciate you, Larry. Thank you. Go ahead.
I think the Lakers are going to take it, like you said, in six. I got to give the Denver Nuggets at least a couple games. But LeBron is going to have to need help from Green and Kuzma and all them. If
yes.
They can't at least get 12 to 15 points apiece, and then they're going to be in trouble. Yeah. I mean, LeBron can't carry the whole team.
Yep. I agree with you, Larry. I agree.
I mean, they got to not turn the ball over, and because they can't take the Nuggets for granted.
No, I got you, Larry, and thank you for calling up from Myrtle Beach, and thank you for listening every single night. Yeah. Kuzma can't give you a 5-point game. Pope can't give you two. And then Danny Green can't go like 1-for-11 from downtown. That's not going to help. Andrew, he's calling up from Texas. Andrew, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Nuggets or Lakers?
I got Nuggets in 7.
Ooh, okay, why?
Well, honestly, I just think because, don't get me wrong, like LeBron can play really, really well in the playoffs, but I just think they're too inconsistent. And with the Nuggets coming off a victory from the Clippers, I think, you know, the Nuggets have the upper hand. And I just, with Davis not really playing like as good as he should be, and then Green.
What do you mean Davis hasn't been playing? What am I missing? Anthony Davis hasn't been playing as good as he should be? I mean, he stepped it up outside of that first round matchup.
Right, but if Davis gives you maybe another 13-point game, I think he's got big competition against Jokic.
Okay, well, Andrew, I think everybody was lighting it up. I think it's a beautiful thing that one of your better players, granted he scored only 13 points, but I think in the scheme of the entire game, if Kuzma, Green, Morris, if everybody else is getting their shots, go cook. I know I can get mine. Anthony Davis, I'm not too mad at that. I'm actually encouraged by that, Andrew.
All right. I mean, and I definitely won't be surprised if the Lakers pull it off, but I'm not going to be surprised either if Denver pulls it off. So
okay.
I'm gonna stick with the Nuggets. Honestly, I had Clippers winning the whole thing,
sure.
But you know they're not in anymore. So yeah. I can't count out the Nuggets.
Okay,
I'm amazed with what I've seen this series.
Okay. Well, thank you, Andrew, for calling from Texas. Yeah, the Clippers are watching at home just like me, you, Damian Lillard, C.J. McCollum. Pete from Sacramento, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who you got?
Yeah, all right, man. So I've been listening to everything. So I got Denver winning it. But what I think is being missed in all this is the coaching of Mike Malone. Like, we talk about everybody getting high, and let's just say, hypothetically speaking, right, just for the radio talk, we got Jokic canceling Anthony Davis, which I don't think is that far-fetched, because I think Jokic is one of the top three big men in the league. And you got Murray, let's just say he happens to cancel out LeBron. Like, it comes down to coaching and supporting cast, which I think Denver is more deeper. But, bro, Mike Malone is a monster, and I'm saying this from Sacramento. I hate that we let him go, but that's a whole nother conversation for a different day.
Okay.
But would you really take Mike Malone over Frank Vogel? Like, come on, man. Keep it
Peter,
real.
Peter, I'm not even going to answer your question. I wish you could see the look on my face. It's the emoji face of like a blank stare with maybe one eyebrow raised, that you actually had the idea to bring up the coaching. And you actually had the audacity to follow it up with saying, Nikola Jokic cancel out Anthony Davis, Jamal Murray cancel out LeBron James. It boils down to coaching. Hey, Peter.
And supporting cast, which
Denver. Whoa. No, Peter.
All right, okay, all right.
I want to thank you for calling up, okay?
For sure.
All right, thank you, Peter, for calling from Sacramento. Come on now. Bernard is calling up from Wisconsin. Who you got, Bernard?
I think Denver is being severely underestimated, man. I really feel like Jokic is going to have a field day. I don't see the Lakers having anybody for Murray. And I keep hearing you say a bunch of ifs about the supporting cast for LeBron James. If Kuzma can do something, if this guy can get going, if this guy. We can say the same thing about Denver, and they've been going. I think Denver is going to steal that first game, and that's going to tighten up the butts of L.A. because Denver's playing with house money.
Whoa, goodness gracious. What a basketball terminology. Did you just say tighten up the butts of L.A.?
Tighten up the butts. That's exactly what I said. Denver's going to steal that first game. And they're playing with house money, man. They're playing loose and free. Let's go. They're waiting for the next juggernaut.
All right. Well, thank you, Bernard, for calling up from Wisconsin. I just tightened up the butts, play loose and free. Let's keep things going. Art in Arizona, we're up against the break. Who you got, Nuggets or Lakers?
Oh, man, Lakers in 5. The cause I've been hearing, JR, is ludicrous. Man, we can throw Caruso, Rondo at Murray, which, you know, Rondo crafty. Caruso going to itch him all day. And then you can Davis. He's a stretch four. He's a stretch five. He can play outside. He can hold Jokic. You can throw a Miguel Devi, a McGee in the paint, or Dwight Howard. You got Cuz. You got LeBron. Come on, man. Lakers in five, man. That's all I got to say. I listened to you coming off the air. Great show as well.
Thank you so much, Art from Arizona. Mike from Alabama, real quick. Lakers or Nuggets? Mike, hit it.
Man, I think the Nuggets win, and I'll tell you, I think Michael Porter Jr. is the difference. The casual basketball fan may not know who Michael Porter Jr. is, but he's a superstar of tomorrow, man.
Well, what the hell? Whoa, Mike, what the hell does that have to be? What does that have to do with today? What does that have to do with today? He's still young. He's in and out in spurts. He had 2 points. He had 2 points. He had 2 points.
I know, man. I know. But come on. Jamal Murray, Jokic. If Michael Porter Jr. can step up and play big, I think the Nuggets can win it.
Damn it, Mike. Thank you for calling from Alabama. That's a big if. That is a big if. Come on. Michael Porter Jr.? He might be a superstar in a few years if his back holds up. Michael Porter Jr., yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if one day he gave me 20 and another day he gave me 5. That's what he is. He's untapped talent. You want to know what makes a star when you're able to go out there and do it consistently. He hasn't done that yet. I mean, if he steps up and does it in the Western Conference Finals, then damn it, then he has arrived. But I'm not going to count on that in a game 7. A big game for the Nuggets. He scored 2 points. Okay? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Some interesting analysis we've gotten here. The Lakers will play tight in the butt, loose and free. I know it's nighttime, folks, but let's take it easy here. I'll continue this conversation, and when we come back, because of the Clippers, I'm going to give you a top 6 teams that drive you crazy rooting for them. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.